Listener Production.
Vaccines are doing little to control the spread of COVID-19. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitzieu. Fewer Aussies are rolling up their sleeves for booster shots. Take-up rates from every vaccination campaign have fallen from 96.2% for two doses to 72.4% for three and 45.2% for a fourth. Modelling from Canberra suggests the biggest drop is in Victoria from 60% to just 12%, while New South Wales has seen a similar fall. New South Wales has a new premier. After 12 years in opposition, Labor is on track to govern in their own right, with Chris Minns' elected leader Dominic Perrottet has quit as the Liberal leader after conceding defeat. Tasmania is now the last Liberal stronghold. A week after neo-Nazi protesters crashed her Melbourne rally and police removed independent Senator Lydia Thorpe from her Canberra event, anti-trans activist Posy Parker was assaulted by an angry mob in New Zealand. With tomato sauce poured on her, she has since cancelled her event today.
I've genuinely never felt so unsafe in my life, ever.
Australians will soon have better access to the UK markets after the British Parliament approved the Australia-UK Free Trade Agreement. And four men have been arrested by police after a brawl erupted at the end of the Collingwood and Port Adelaide AFL match at the G. No charges have been laid and no one was seriously injured. Ross Lyon Saints were convincing winners over the Bulldogs, 14-8, 92 to 5-11, 41. The club is sweating on scans for skipper Jack Steele, who injured his trouble shoulder.
We're hopeful. It is the same shoulder. So, look, is it an AC or is it a hairline fracture or something? We don't know.
North Melbourne defeated Fremantle by a point, 73 to 72. Demon Max Gorn has escaped major knee damage. Switching codes and a lot to play for. That's Cameron Murray's summary of their Golden Point victory over the Seagulls as the Rabbitohs paid tribute to John Sattler, 13 to 12.
I just kept reminding myself and the boys just to simplify it and just focus on our process and you know, the occasion and the emotion will get us up for it. And it wasn't pretty, but we got the job done.
The Cowboys defeated the Titans 24-12 in Queensland in the other match. An official code switch for Roosters superstar Joseph Suaalii. He will link up with the New South Wales Waratahs next year on a three-year multi-million dollar deal. And another win for Aussie Jason Day at the World Golf Championship in Texas. He'll now face Scottie Scheffler in the quarterfinals.